Hi, you are tuned to Kaput Radio. My name is Martin, and this show invites you to Nestle Nutrition Hospital Formula Sustagen Vanilla Flavor containing non-fat milk solids, genetically modified corn syrup, milk powder processed from hormone-enhanced cows, genetically modified soybeans processed to soy lecithin, allergy-causing artificial flavors, magnesium phosphates with residual heavy metals, sodium molybdate, chromium chloride, sodium selenide, manganese sulfate, cupric carbonate, potassium iodide, artificial vitamin C, retinol acetate, biotin, thiamine hydrochloride, riboflavin, cyanocobalamin, calcium pantothenate, folic acid, and all guaranteed without any living food whatsoever. Welcome to Kaput Radio, nutritionally enhanced.
You've probably heard warnings about mercury levels in fish,
the pollutants in our air and water,
the planet Earth, and hidden dangers that exist just about anywhere we go.
They're found in almost everything we eat, everything we drink, in the air.
But what exactly are those toxins doing to our health?
It really makes you stop and think, what's this all about?
What exactly are all these toxins you hear about? What are they doing to your health?
Toxic compounds. Toxins are ubiquitous in the environment. These are herbicides, pesticides, volatile organic compounds, heavy metals. They're everywhere.
Chemical companies are creating thousands of new chemicals every year that have been untested.
For the longest time, we thought if we just eat food, our digestive system breaks down that food and the cooking will break down living things, or freezing and all that will neutralize all the aspects of the food so that we can use just food as building blocks. However, something new was found, and this is about the microRNA. It turns out that the microRNA molecules in the food we eat is picked up by our digestive system and transferred to our own cells and regulates our own genetics. So all of a sudden, the concept of what you eat, you become, actually has a scientific foundation to it. It says that we alter our own genetic readout by the food we eat. This study by Bouchereau and Choupeau, we're studying the uptake of microRNAs from rice in diets of an Asian diet. And what they found was that the microRNAs were not broken down in the digestive system. They were picked up intact from the food, transported across the wall of the gut, and then they enter the blood of our biology, our body. Well, this becomes really, really relevant in a world where we are now playing with genetically modified foods, because we're going to be picking up epigenetic microRNAs that we have no knowledge about, that have never really been in our diet or on our planet before. What is the consequence of altering our genetics with unknown microRNAs? Well, we're soon going to find out about that. And here's a very important point about the microRNAs. No matter if you cook the food, you freeze the food, the microRNAs are very small molecules and very stable. And these molecules don't break down. So that you always are getting active genetic regulating molecules from the food you eat. Good idea now to think about, what are you eating? And the whole concept really says, for the better world and the better of humanity and the better health for yourself, we must return back to more natural foods, eating organic foods whenever possible, eating foods that are not grown in petrochemical environments, because those chemical informations from the petrochemicals alter the genetic readout, which in turn alters the microRNAs. The food you eat has a profound influence on your biology, your genetics, and your health. And now we find that this is not just an idea like, oh, I really think that happens. Now it's a scientific fact. We know that information molecules from food are picked up by our digestive system, and those molecules enter our bloodstream and then subsequently affect our genetics. With that awareness, think before you eat. Eat carefully. Take care of yourself. Return to the more natural foods, because this is the food that created humanity and the health that we all aspire to. Thank you.
You are what you eat, literally. And it is the sad outcome from a diabolic monetary system where profits have to come before people, animals, plants, and the environment. It is under the present monetary system the only way to survive, leaving small fringe groups with private gardens and farms aside for the moment. The majority of humanity has to buy food from the industry, which must obtain profit to operate at all.
We take 18 ounces of sizzling ground beef and soak it in rich, creamery butter. Then we top it off with bacon, ham, and a fried egg. We call it the Good Morning Burger. We start with pure milk chocolate.
Chocolate.
Add a layer of farm fresh honey.
Oh, sweet.
Then we sprinkle on 4 kinds of sugar. And dip it in rich, creamery butter.
The world is a toxic place. We know that every 5 years, 10,000 new chemicals are in the marketplace that weren't here 5 years ago.
There's no such thing as a pristine environment. It's toxins are in the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food we eat. So if you decide to actually breathe today, you're going to be exposed to toxins, especially volatile organic compounds. If you decide to drink the water, you're going to be exposed to heavy metals. And if you decide to eat food anytime soon, well, you're going to get toxins there as well, especially in processed food or food that's been chemically altered.
There's a tipping point in your body above which the accumulation of these toxins begins to interpret into disease.
Our intake of toxins is much greater than our ability to excrete, and the difference becomes sequestered toxins, our body burden.
The fact is the body burden of toxins today is a body burden that is significantly higher than the body burden was 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. So we don't die from pneumococcal pneumonia anymore. We have penicillin and its derivatives. But we die more kids with childhood lymphoma, more kids with brain tumors, more adults with cancer. All of these diseases appear to be related to these toxic exposures. To turn your back on that is to turn your back on the obvious.
The study that was conducted by the Environmental Working Group in cooperation with the American Red Cross looked at umbilical cord blood from newborns, and they found on average over 200 toxic industrial compounds in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. Over 70 of those compounds were potentially carcinogenic or cancer-causing.
We take a look at things like lead. For example, lead and mercury fall into what we call a group of neurotoxins. They've been involved and implicated in learning disabilities like ADD and ADHD. Mercury has been implicated in autism. Lead has been implicated in autism as well.
The Environmental Protection Agency sets limits for certain amounts of heavy metals and organic compounds that are allowed in the water because they look at each one of those compounds separately. They'll say this amount of mercury is safe, or this amount of lead is safe. But the fact is, the whole is much greater than the sum of the parts. If you take what is normally a, say, 1% concentration of lead, which normally would not hurt a rat, and introduce another 1% concentration of mercury, which normally would not hurt a rat by itself, but you introduce them together, that will now kill the rat. We already know that we're exposing toxins to our unborn children through the umbilical cord blood, but even after they're born, you're breastfeeding, and you're exposing the child to toxins from the breast milk. We know that breast milk readily expresses benzene, dioxin, furans, dioxane, and other volatile organic compounds. And these are in refrigerant breakdown products, they're in petroleum-based products, they're in pesticides, herbicides, and you're being exposed to these on a daily basis because you clean your house, you use bleach, you use detergents, you use hairspray, and these are things that are ubiquitous. They're all around us, and those things that you're using in and around your house, you're feeding to your child. It's being expressed right through your breast milk. So, if you are a pregnant or nursing mother, it's not just important to avoid these toxins and to be aware of them, it is incumbent upon you to do something to actively detoxify, to lower your own body burden, and therefore lower the risk to your child.
How it affects adults, how these toxins in the blood affect adults. Probably the most identifiable thing is development of high blood pressure, development of kidney failure, development of Alzheimer's disease, development of various cancers and immune deficiencies.
It affects our metabolic systems, it affects our endocrine systems, it can cause things like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases have been linked to toxins.
These are the exposures that are part of the what we call invisible killers. Yeah, we don't see them. You know, it's real easy to take care of somebody in Japan when they spilled all that mercury and people ate the fish. The people that got acutely ill ran high temperatures, dropped their blood pressures, required life support. They were easy to identify. The people who developed Alzheimer's earlier than they should have, that's the invisible group. We don't see that group. They just become a statistic that we talk about later.
Toxins don't know anything about political or national boundaries. They go wherever the air flows, wherever the water flows, anywhere that is accessible, and that's anywhere on the planet. Right now, there's over 1,400 metric tons of particulate toxins traveling in the jet stream. Right now, 1,450-some metric tons. It's everywhere.
Welcome to our world.
Isn't it curious that accountants decide how unhealthy foods have to be, how poisonous our farmland has to become, and how the future of food and water have to be determined by some profitability calculation on spreadsheets? I wonder how different am I from Homer Simpson.
Forbidden donut.
So you like donuts, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, have all the donuts in the world!
More.
I don't understand it. James Coco went mad in 15 minutes.
Do the accountants know how our farmlands and water basins are diminished by informing the crafts and master foods of this world, facilitating Monsanto and big agrobusiness?
The wizards in genetics are kind enough to propose a lot of reasons why I should believe in GMOs. It's not that I don't trust them, and I don't mean to be rude, but I still want the list of ingredients that they're putting in my food. I wanna know, I wanna know. I wanna know, I wanna know. I wanna know, I wanna know. I wanna know. They say it's to protect me, but the label never shows how many generations will be born with extra toes. It will take many years of tests to get the final scores. By then we'll look like the creatures in the bar scene of Star Wars. I wanna know.
Pharmaceuticals are best friends with the accountants, and we're exposed to their products with every burger, sausage, steak, vegetable, and fruit.
Let's come together at Christmas time, put all our differences aside. One thing I wish we all agree, the delicious taste of KFC.
Signs your cow has mad cow disease. 1. Your cow starts referring to vegetarians as those wackos. 2. 2 weeks after a devastating hurricane, your cow says, "You're doing a heck of a job there, Brownie." 3. Favorite books, Slaughterhouse 5. New Baskin Robbins flavors, Cold Case Vanilla, Bovine Crunch, Hoofberry Swirl, and Intestinal Walnut.
And it's no wonder that we haven't found any cows with mad cow disease in the United States since we stopped looking for them.
Okay, everybody ready to get your picture taken?
To celebrate cheeseburger time at McDonald's, Ronald was taking pictures of all his friends.
Okay. Smile and say, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Very good. Here's a cheeseburger for you. Hey, who's next? Susie. All set? Okay, smile and say,
cheeseburger.
Very good. Here's a cheeseburger for you. You know, McDonald's cheeseburgers are so delicious, you almost have to smile.
Remember Silent Spring, when DDT was used to run the chemical control show?
Pesticides weren't always thought to be harmful. To the contrary. In 1947... Time magazine carried an advertisement claiming DDT was good for people, homes, and farms. It took 20 years before scientists realized how dangerous it was.
From 1945 to 1955, annual pesticide use on farms went from 125 million pounds to over 600 million. Soon, government agencies began treating even the suburbs with DDT. The birds showed all the symptoms typical of DDT poisoning.
In her groundbreaking book, Silent Spring, Rachel Carson jolted a prosperous post-war America, a country confident that science and technology were leading the way to a future in which disease and hunger could be overcome, in no small part thanks to a new generation of powerful pesticides. But in Silent Spring, Carson warned that progress had a price.
These sprays, dusts, and aerosols are now applied almost universally to farms, gardens, forests, and homes. Non-selective chemicals that have the power to kill every insect, the good and the bad, to still the song of birds and the leaping of fish in the streams. All this, though the intended target may be only a few weeds or insects.
Now, after Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, comes a new threat. George Monbiot published an article about the widespread use of neonicotinoid. Let's get the name right.
Neonicotinoids. These are things that gardeners should all avoid. If you don't want honeybees to be destroyed, then you should read every label, even though it's tiny print. Please don't give Monsanto all the credit there. Ortho sells the most of them and also Bayer. If you think that GMOs are such a scare, then why ignore thiacloprid and imidacloprid and thiamethoxam and acetamiprid, clothianidin, neonicotinoids. We think they should all be rendered null and void. When they're gone forever, we'll be overjoyed. So you should call your legislator and be sure to tell your friends about
neonicotinoids, you'll find them at Jerry's. We've got big displays of Ortho's Bug Beyond, Rose and Flower Care from Bayer, Ortho Tree and Shrub, Bayer Tree and Shrub, Bayer Grub Control. Once a year, insect control from Monterey. Annual tree and shrub soil drench from Bonide. Ortho Rose Pride, Ortho Rose and Flower. Ortho Flower Fruit and Vegetable Insect Killer. Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Exclusive 2-Way Formula Insect Killer.
And just because they're hard to say doesn't mean they're hard to find.
Really, really icky.
In the gardens.
What do we know about the ill effects of toxic chemicals on our lives and the unborn? How much do the fund managers know, and are they not perturbed?
It has been shown that neonics are poisonous and lethal to humans if ingested directly in large doses. But a more common and less studied occurrence is moderate exposure when directly applying the pesticides, having frequent contact with treated animals, or living in close proximity to areas of application. Even less is known about the effects of long-term exposure to small doses of neonics, such as residues on pets, foods, or in the environment. Since neonics also damage DNA, there are fears that they could also be carcinogenic. Some scientists fear that the commercial formulations of these pesticides are even more dangerous than the pure compound. So, what can you do to protect yourself from the potential harm of neonics? Stop using pet products and crop pesticides containing neonics in your own home and business.
In some pollen samples, we found as many as 31 different pesticides. On average, we find 6 pesticides per pollen sample.
I've done a recent study, actually in collaboration with Dennis and some others, where we exposed whole colonies to very low levels of neonicotinoids in this case, and then challenged bees from those colonies with Nosema, a pathogen, the gut pathogen. And we saw an increase, even if we fed the pesticide at very low levels, we saw an increase in Nosema levels in direct response to the low-level feeding of neonicotinoids.
Even at indetectable levels, neonicotinoid pesticides weaken bee immunity. If this is the final answer to worldwide bee deaths, then the elimination or reduction of neonicotinoids might save the bees. Industrial agriculture requires billions of bees, but bees can't live in the environments that industrial agriculture produces. What choice is there? And who will make the choice?
Tonight's episode is Raging Hormones for Fun and Profit, a probing look at the U.S. industrial meat, poultry, and dairy food supply.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food.
Soylent Green is people!
Well, yeah, I
marijuana. Number six, supersize with the Sprite and large fries. Mustard, ketchup only, please. But don't you forget that cheese. I got a sweet tooth, but I'm in a hurry. Can I get one Big McFlurry? Give me one of them sprinkled with some M&M's. I'm feeling them, excuse me, ma'am, but baby, can you tell me, did you get that?
His order.
Was it too fast? Cause I don't wanna have to come back. No, to the drive-thru, to the drive-thru. Can you hear me? Am I coming in clearly? Cause if it's Mickey D's, then please, I'm grabbing it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. McDonald's is the bomb.com. Ask your mom.
Hey, look, this is all total nonsense. Disregard my alarmist co-host here. Many of the experts I interviewed for today's show say there's nothing to worry about.
Fact. Antibiotic resistance is dangerously on the rise in America. 70% of all antibiotics used in America are given to food animals as growth promoters.
Look, do we? This is just good business. Simple market opportunities that use the American population as guinea pigs in a huge, exciting bioengineering experiment.
I like to eat fruit when it's ripe and veggies prepared just right, but that can be hard to find. And I know that not everyone is into this as I am, but hopefully once in a while you're buying from organic sources. Oh sure, it may cost just a bit more, but it's all for the future of the world and the farms we need. What do you think your children are gonna eat when all the food is owned by one company? Once they patented every single seed, I'm not making this up.
No, he's not.
You can look this stuff up.
Yes, you can.
But don't pull out your smartphone so soon.
Hold up.
Can't you wait till the end of the tune? All those seeds are modified genetically. It'd be nice if we tested them for safety before we start ingesting them thrice daily. But this doesn't seem to be a priority. Yet I see the seeds of disease getting deeper and creeping above my knees. It's freezing, no reason to keep from fleeing. But all I need is what I'm eating. I had the last word, I'd warn you of all the hazards. But these bastards are mastered getting laws passed faster before the evidence is explored and not after. So science stays hidden and we're given a disaster. But if enough folks can uncover this hoax, we might be able to expose the dangers of GMOs. And who knows, if we reverse the flow of this trend, it might send them a message, help it come to an end. So help us all out and read about this stuff, and we might just stand a chance to stand up to the man, where we can all raise our hands and demand some answers. And when we call the bluff enough, they will be peeing in their pantsuits. Cause not one study proves this stuff's safe, and it pains me to face the fact that we won't be able to trace anything back, because the labels will lack the fact that's not actually what it claims to be. Or might taste the same to the layman. You see, don't you dare say amen for what you will partake in, or thank God for the blessing, because the mess in which you it's made in a laboratory by a human, your dinner's fake, man. And I'd rather eat it whole, not refined but natural. The way you find it, how it grows. And I'm aware that there are those who think that this is so ridiculous. But I'ma stick with this, there's so much sickness. And we can get through this, but only if we all take control.
Yeah.
you put inside your body. Quit relying on the liars who are smiling from the money. Fatten up the wallets from the processed foodaholics. Profits keep us from speaking about their products, making all of us sick of the shit. And I'm sick of the games. I'm sick of the freaking fake signs and fraudulent claims. I wanna shake it all up, cause surely there's no team or any kind of machine that's really keeping food clean. Cause I don't consider it clean with artificial crap in my food. And while I'm rapping at you, please don't crap in my food. Cause that would be rude, but ain't it rude to exclude genetic engineering from the labels of your food?
Say what?
Could he be talking about? How is it I never found out that GMOs are all around? Cause they don't make a sound, no they don't come to your town and say,
listen people, this will drop your jaw to the ground.
Wait till you hear about what's in the food's DNA. If you don't take action to change, the chain reaction remains. And if we don't demand labels here in the USA, it won't be superpowers that we get when we mutate.
And I'd rather eat it whole, not refined but natural, the way you find it, how it grows. And I'm aware that there are those who think that this is so ridiculous, but I'ma stick with this. There's so much sickness, and we can get through this, but only when we all
the number one food item that is genetically modified is corn. So on this list too is soy, and that's another one. They say 96%+ of corn is genetically modified. They say 94%+ of soy is modified as well. Sugar also, and genetically modified sugar beets were introduced to the U.S. market in 2009, and they've been modified by Monsanto to resist herbicides.
So aspartame is extremely dangerous and should be avoided.
And canola, this is actually a pretty big one. Canola oil is obtained from rapeseed through a series of chemical actions, but that canola oil, for example, is not even a real food. Bovine growth hormone, Monsanto's cloned injectable hormone that goes into the cows and ultimately kills them, is cotton oil. And that's originating in India and China, and of course is oftentimes GMO. I mean, GMO cotton is a pretty big thing as well. But, I mean, cottonseed oil is something that's in a lot of products.
Little GMO, you're not a friend of mine. Yeah, I worry about you every time I die, cause they won't put a label on the food I buy. Aye, aye. I'm gonna spit it out, shout it out, close them down, GMO.
California sticks to science with methyl iodide. 2 weeks ago, we learned that efforts were afoot to silently fast-track the controversial new fumigant pesticide, methyl iodide, for use in California's strawberry fields. Methyl iodine is a known carcinogen and would likely contaminate groundwater. Lab tests link it to miscarriages, cognitive impairment, and thyroid toxicity. Methyl iodide is an extraordinarily hazardous chemical.
Eating fast foods has become part of our fast-paced life. But not all fast foods are created equal. So here's a song about the unhealthy part of easy eats. It's called Junk Food.
I went to see my doctor, dude. He said, you eat too much junk food. That candy, soda, fries, and chips just puts weight on your gut and hips. I said, doctor, doctor, just a sec. I love junk food. Show some respect. Please, doctor, doctor, just a minute. Junk food tastes good. Ain't good stuff, is it?
Junk food, junk food. Junk food, junk food, junk food.
Not good for you.
Junk food has sugar, salt, and fat. That's bad for you. Think about that. The color's fake, the taste is too. Everything on TV's not good for you. Save junk food for a special treat. Eat healthy food when it's time to eat. Fruits and veggies, milk, whole grains. Junk food is junk. Use your brain.
Junk food, junk food, junk food.
Not good for you.
Junk food, junk food.
junk food.